Thank you, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. The Vienna Declaration and Programme of Action, adopted 20 years ago, represents a significant milestone in improving human rights standards. The meeting today provides an excellent opportunity to take stock of the achievements and, what's more important, to identify areas in which more effort is to be done in the future. We are here to support and contribute to this endeavour. Despite existing shortcomings in full implementation of the Vienna Declaration and Programme of Action, we can proudly call this document a success story. Human rights perspective is now integrated across all the work carried out by the United Nations. In referring to its most outstanding achievements, shaping the UN human rights architecture and enhanced protection of the rights of vulnerable groups, in particular women and children, should be highlighted. Objectives and commitments set up by Vienna Declaration and Programme of Action remains valid. We see the Vienna Declaration as a living document. Its spirit and legacy should be present in all our future actions aimed at upgrading human rights principles. Future-oriented approach to the Vienna Declaration and Programme of Action is crucial. It is our common responsibility to transmit the message of the Vienna Declaration into all upcoming initiatives. In this context, robust human rights elements are essential to be transferred into the post-2015 development agenda. As the recent experience shows, today's world is vulnerable to events in which the very basic human rights are violated in the most flagrant way. International community has the obligation to react to the most pressing human rights situation in a decisive manner. Norms and standards that will be adopted in the future should be therefore formulated in a way that would enable quick and effective response. Thank you for organizing this important event today, and thank you for your attention.